This is Dakota Datebook for March 22nd. Ladies and gentlemen, Milo Hotzenbuehler. On this date in 1994 came the debut of I'm Big Time Now, a CD by Milo Hotzenbuehler, who is known as the Strasburg Superstar. Milo is a fourth-generation fictional farm boy who lives with his fictional wife and family on a farm, as he puts it, 8 miles east of Strasburg and a half. Milo and his wife Emma are the creations of Clyde Bauman, a professional musician and entertainer from Bismarck. His Milo was just a normal, humble farm kid until a fateful day at school. As Milo tells it, the news came over the school loudspeaker that Elvis Parsley had died. I was only 15, but I remember like it was yesterday. I turned to my fifth-grade teacher and said, "The world needs me." Since that day, Milo has, as he puts it, gone on to extinguish himself in the musical world. He successfully juggled farming, his rock star career, and his marriage to Emma Schwarzenbauer Hotzenbuehler. Milo says they are both 100% German from Russia. In Milo's words, in the spring of 1910, my great-grandparents came to this country on a boat, went to the Statue of Liberty, and got made natural, and then got on another boat and sailed up the Mississippi River to St. Louis, where they bought a covered wagon and went north with the other Germans in the group. They went as far as they could, and when the weather turned that fall, that's where they stopped and stayed. They turned the wagon upside down and heaped dirt up around it for insulation, because fiberglass doesn't grow in North Dakota. They cut a hole in the floor for the stovepipe, and that was their home for their first winter in North Dakota. Milo met Emma at a concert he was giving in Hot Spring, South Dakota. Of their daughter, Milo says, "We named her Beulah because I gave a concert in Beulah the night she was born. It was good timing, because the night before, I was in Zap." Milo often has a very busy schedule. He once said, "I'm so busy that wherever I go, someone wants me somewhere else." At his last event, he said, "The promoters must be anxious to see how I did, because they said they can't wait for me to get done." Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Mary Helm. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.
Hi, everyone. This is Nosheen, and I'm just introduce you to the new podcast we're starting. We're going to be interviewing a lot of different people and talking about everything to do with business, marketing, getting your customers, different business strategies, creating funnels, chatbots, all of it. We're going to be interviewing different businesses, different entrepreneurs that are successful. And hopefully you guys will join along. Stay tuned for the next episode. Catch you soon.